no more longer, my brother, my sister, no more longer will you allow the enemy, come on, because we judging the, and we're agreeing, because we're getting ready to launch out into the prophetic of his word. We trust in God. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we trust in the name of our Lord, our God. Hallelujah. That's why we say yes, because we trust him. That's why we say yes to your will, because we obey what you're saying, God. Hallelujah. Come up. Launch out. Come from that shadow place. Launch out into the deep. Come on. You're out there today. You're listening to me. You're listening to me. You say, Apostle, I'm just overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I'm just about to just whatever, give up. I don't know. But I'm telling you, hold on. Hold on. Listen. Touch and agree with me right now. That this word that you are hearing, it will cause you to pull up from that. It'll cause you to come out the shadow. And it'll cause you to leap into the depth of the prophetic things of God this year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It'll bring you to a different place. Come on. It'll bring you to a different thought in your mind. It'll bring you, come on here, to a different prayer time in your life. When you launch out into the deep, it'll bring you into a place of peace. When it's chaos all around you, it'll bring you to a place of peace. When your mind is being tossed to and forth over here and over there, it'll bring you to a place of peace in your mind. Come on. Come through. Come out of that in the name of Jesus. It'll shift you. When you come from the deep, from the shadow things, and launch out into the deep, the enemy no longer can torment you. The enemy no longer can make things appear that is not there, because we're coming together and we're touching the green. Hallelujah. In the midst of what we're in, we see the hand of God. Come on. Hallelujah. No more longer do I want to sit in on the shadow and just begin to allow the little shadow surface things to deter me. Come on. Because I'm doing what? I'm touching the green and I'm coming together. Hallelujah. Because I'm getting ready to do what? Lunch out in the prophetic things of God. This is the time. This is the hour. This is the year. Come on. If it does not concern the word, if it's not in the word, it's not in me. And it does not concern me. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside. That's a weight. Because he's going to keep us from lunching out into the deep. You can't lunch out into the deep. So we'll wait on you. So in the natural, you can't lunch out into the deep. You get ready to sink. Because you got all that heavy stuff on you. Come on. All that stuff that you don't go through. Come on. You got to pull it off. Come on. We got to pull it off. We got to pull it off. So we'll be able to do what? Lunch out. Lunch out. This is the year of the launch out for the saints. This is the year of the release, launch out into the prophetic things of God. This is the hour. This is the day. This is the minute. This is the second. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're going to think you strange. Let them think what they're strange. Let them think what they want to think. They're going to say, oh, you don't lost it. Yes, I don't lost it. I don't lost from being in the shadow. I don't lost from all that stuff. And I'm walking into the prophetic deep things of God. This is the time. This is the time. Amen. Because I'm coming in agreement. I'm touching and I'm agreeing. Any two touch and agree. Any two touch and agree. Any two. And they say who you had to be. Any two. If you're a believer, I'm a believer. We touch and agree. Guess what? We're coming from the shadow of things of God. No more longer will we be tossed with it. No more longer will we be worried with it. We're touching and agreeing. Hallelujah. According to the scripture. And it shall be done. Hallelujah. Any two touch. Any two touch. As such thing. Anything that they shall ask. It shall be what? Done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. My Father, which is in heaven. He's going to see you through. He's going to bring you out. Good morning. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Mara. He's going to bring you to a place. He's going to bring you to a place of peace. When you're into the deep things of God, hallelujah, you will not be distracted. Long as you're on the surface, long as you're on the surface, you're going to be distracted. But when you go into deep meditation, when you go into deep prayer, when you go into deep fasting, when you go into deep seeking God, when you turn away everything, turn down plates, shut doors, come on here, shut closets, every area in your life that's trying to make you stay on the surface, when you shut it down and come and you're preparing yourself to launch out into the deep things of God. Hallelujah. I'm no more longer going to be tormented. I'm no more longer going to be emptied. I'm no more longer going to allow myself to be torn. I'm not going to allow myself to be poor, because you can't be poor and torn and trying to launch out into the deep. Come on. You got to shut things down that causes you to stay on the shadow things of God. Come on. Again, deep calling for deep. He's calling us to the deep side of him. He's calling us to the side that he wants us to walk in, to side that he wants us to experience of him. Come on. I just don't want to experience him because that's automatically. I don't want to just experience him because I feel good. I don't want to just experience him because I can just dance or I can just leap. I want to experience him in his power, in his true power. Come on. I want to experience him, oh my God, in the word as he said, I can do it. But we can't do it on the surface. We got to come from out the shadow things and launch out into the deep. He wants to show us things. He wants to really reveal himself. Come on, ask yourself, have he really revealed himself to me? Do I really know who Jesus is? Do I really know him? Do I really know what I'm talking about? Because if you're in the deep, yes, you do. But if you're on the shadow, you're not for sure. But do I dare, that I may know him in the fellowship, in the power of his suffering, in the power of his resurrection in my, that I may know him. And how you going to know him? You can't know him on the shadow of things of God. But you got to do a lunch out into the deep. He want to show you things. He want to show us things. Not only do he want to show us things, he want to talk to us. God want to commune. He want to dine with us. Oh, praise God. And you can't be afraid to take that plunge, so they say. You can't be afraid to launch out into the deep. Somebody got to sacrifice. Somebody has to turn down their plate. Somebody has to stand up. Somebody. Any two touch and agree. Any two. It's already done in heaven. It's already done. And it's going to be done on the earth. Come on, I become the sacrifice. You become the sacrifice. Come on. And then when we go through it, and then we can reach back and pull somebody else back up if they want to come. Come on. You can't pull people where they don't want to go. You can't pull them. This is not a wagon to pull nobody now. Come on. This is not a wagon to pull nobody. No. No more will we pull you. When Peter... they launched out into the deep, and they let down the net. They did it. And the Bible said, again, the Bible said that they pulled up the net broke. He had to send for people to help. I was pulling you some time ago, but now I can't pull you. Now what I got to do, I got so much I'm out here. I got to do what? Send for help. I got to send for help. You got to come now on your own. And that's what it is now. No more longer can you pull them. No more longer. You invite them. You invite them. You tell them. Peter had to send for help. They had to send back for help. Somebody, they got so much. Come help. Come help. But like I said, you can't pull them where they don't want to go. Cut them off. Because it's time to lunch out into the deep. You're spinning wheels. They want to bring you back to the surface things. They want to bring you back to the shadow things. Come on. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Oh, I can't. Oh, you don't know. No, 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 no. I'm out here now. It's just like sowing the natural, sowing the spirit. If you leave and you tell somebody, we're leaving at this certain time. We're going out of town. Oh, we ain't got to go out of town. We can just go somewhere. And you, sometimes we do it and sometimes we don't. And we're saying, listen, I'm too far. I'm gone now. You got to catch me on the next time. Then sometimes we may turn around and go back and get them. But what I'm saying today is we are out in the deep things of God. You can't keep turning around and coming back to the shadow things of God to pull somebody where they really don't want to go. If you know how to swim, and a person that don't know how to swim, and you telling them to come on out in the deep where you at, they panicking because they don't know how to swim. They'll cause you to drown. Uh-oh. Come on, go with me in the spirit. If people don't see what you see through the eyes of God in the deep, they're not going to come. They'll cause you to come back to the surface. I pause for that, for if you could think about that. They'll bring you back down to their level. They'll bring you back down to their level. And we can't come down to the level. We got to lunch out again into the deep of God. My time has come to open up these phone lines. The phone lines is open to you, my brother. Any to touch and agree that we're getting ready to lunch out into the deep things of God, no matter what comes our way. Because you can't allow them to bring you back to the surface of what they believe. The lines are open. Area code 321. 632-1000. You could call in again and ask for prayer. You could call in today and I'll believe with you and I'll touch and agree with you that as you get ready to lunch out into the deep things of God, that you will not be overtaken, that you will not be pulled back to the shadow of things of God. Any two, touch and agree. Because we got to go somewhere this year. This is the year of the prophetic lunch out in God. This is the year to overcome it. No longer will you go back to the surface. Don't let nobody take you back to the surface things of God. Hallelujah. Don't allow the enemy. I can't afford it. Bless your heart. That's right, niece. I can't. Because God has done so much. He has done so much for you and I. He has made a way out of no way. He has opened doors. He has healed your body. We've seen God do so many things. And there's more things and great things he wants to do. But we've got to lunch out into the deep. And we got to believe his word. We got to come in agreement. You and I got to touch and agree. Again, the phone lines are open. It's open for you today to call in for prayer. It's open for you today. If you say, I'm not saved, I want to be saved, and I want to be able to launch out into the deep things of God. He said, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. You have no excuse. No excuse. This is simple. You don't have to write a letter. You hear me say this on Mondays and Fridays. You don't have to write a letter. Nobody has to vote you in. Nobody had to just clicks or whatever. No, come unto me, all you that are labor and heavy laden. He said, and I will give you rest. Come on. Send a man, send a boy, send a woman. Come on. Come on. Send a girl. Come on. Backslider. Come on. Come on. Come on and go with me. Hallelujah. Come on, get ready to launch out into the deep things of God. No more longer will we be on the shadow things of God. No more longer we will allow little things to deter us. Come on. Because why? It's time for the prophetic launch out a little deep into the things of God. We want to see God in a great and mighty way in your life. Come on. Hallelujah. I want to experience him in a different way. Hallelujah. I just don't want to experience him on the surface things. I want to experience him in the deep because there's so much he wants to do for us and reveal to us. Come on. There's so much in here. Glory to God. And we must be able to do what? Handle it. If you wasn't able to handle it, he wouldn't put it on you. Because he said he won't put no more on you than you're able to bear. So we can go through this. You can go through this. Get ready. Yes, get ready to launch out into into God. Get ready. You got to get ready. You got to prepare yourself. Come on. A fisherman prepare himself to go out. Amen. He just don't go out unprepared. He goes out prepared. He takes what he needs. Come on. You need an anchor. You need a pole if you're fishing. You need a reel. Come on. My engineer's in here, and he's a fisherman. Come on. He can't catch no big fish just in the shallow things of water. They got to go out. They got to go out into the deep. And then they got to do what? Whatever they do, throw the reel, cast them. They got to go out. So in the spirit, so in the natural, so in the spirit. We can't do it from the surface things. We can't look at the surface things that we're going through. We must see it through the eyes of God. My brother, my sister, come on. Again, the phone lines are open. I still have time that you be able to call in. We have time to call in. Again, we was touching about any two churches and agree it's already done in heaven. It's already done on earth. It'll be done on earth. It'll be coming in alignment and agreement what he's done and what he will do. Nothing can hinder us from launching out into the deep because we're coming together. We're touching, agreeing on it. And we can launch out a little further. Amen. Come on. God bless your hearts. God bless you. Again, the phone lines are open. The number's right there. Thank you, Prophetess Gathers, for putting it up. Area code 321-632-1000. Amen. She have put it up. So those of you that's just coming on and you say, well, I don't know the number. Here it is right there in front of you. Call in and we'll pray with you. And we'll pray for you. And we'll come in agreement. Caller, you on the prayer line. Lunch out into the deep.
Yes, I'm calling in for prayer for all areas of my life and favor this morning.
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, this caller have called in for every area in her life, Father. There is nothing too hard for you. We thank you now, God, for the favor of God that will come with her and over her as she go endeavor to do what she's doing, Father. We thank you right now, God. That as she take this prophetic lunch out into the deep of you, God, we thank you, God, that hey, Masha, that it be well with her in the name of Jesus. We believe it. We come in agreement with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It will happen, and it shall happen. Because we believe.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your heart. Lord. Continue to give him a praise.
Bless you. Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Yes. Hallelujah. This is what I'm talking about. Amen. She called in for prayer for every area of her life and for favor of God. Amen. This is what you can do. Call in. Those of you that are watching and you need to call in. Again, the number is on the screen. Amen. You got a few minutes. We can call in, touch and agree with you and pray with you. Amen. Any two, touch and agree. So it's already done. It's already done in heaven. We pray to the earth realm. Amen. We are launching out into the prophetic things of God. Hallelujah. Come on. Call in again. We still have a few minutes. You could call in. Amen. The phone is sitting here wide open waiting for you to call. They're waiting for you to dial that number. Waiting for you, hallelujah, to put it into the atmosphere. Waiting for you to do what? Launch out into the deep things of God. Launch out into the deep things of God. Come from the shadow and launch out into the deep things of God. I'm going to touch and I'm going to agree with you as you take this prophetic launch out into the deep of God. And it shall happen. It will happen. It will come to pass. I'm a believer. I'm not a worrier. I'm not a doubter. I'm not a fear. Come on. I don't fear. I don't doubt. Take God at his word. If he said it, it's going to happen. If he say he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Do you believe it? Will you believe it? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come up, come cross, and come through and watch God do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Pastor Tanya, if you're listening or you're watching, you can call in. Call in this number. Amen. Area code 321-632-1000. You can call in and tell us, amen, what's on your heart for this week. Amen. So if you're watching and if anybody know that she's, call her and let her know that she can call in also. Amen. And we are listening to what you're saying. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we're excited about what God is going to do. He's going to cause us to lunch out a little bit further this week in this revival. Hallelujah. We're going to come from the surface in the shadow of things of God. And we're going to take another leap. Amen. We're going to take another plunge. Amen. Into the deep things of God this year. Amen. Looking forward for you. Again, Pastor Green, if you're watching or you're listening, you can call in. Again, the number, error code 321-632-1000. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a few more minutes on the air. Amen. So if you're out there again and you need to call in and you want to request prayer or you want to be saved, come on, you can call in. We'll touch and agree with you as we just did with this caller. And we'll agree with you. We'll come in agreement. Amen. As you stand and you get ready to prepare yourself to lunch out into the deep things of God, we'll pray with you and for you. Amen. Again, get ready. Get ready. It's going to be something this week again in the revival with Pastor Tanya. Amen. Caller, you're on the prayer line.
Yes, I was calling for prayer that I would be obedient to the Holy Spirit and that I would be led and I'll do His will and that my family members will be saved as well.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come in agreement with this caller right now, Father. We say yes. She say yes to your will, yes to your way, Father. As she take this prophetic leap and launch out into the deep things of God, Father, we come in agreement with her right now. And as her family members, as she requests, God, that they will be saved, God, that they will come from the shadow of things of God and prepare themselves to launch out into the deep right now. In the name of Jesus, we believe it. We receive it. We walk in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Don't worry. Just lunch out into the prophetic things of God. Amen. If you can,
have a blessing.
God bless you. If you can, join us at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Tipper this week, 1219 South Street. God bless you.
Okay. Bless you. Thank you.
Yes. I'm telling you, things are working out. Things will work out if you believe God, if you trust God. Amen. Caller, call us. Amen. Call. I know we're getting over our time, but call us. We got to go off. We got to get off the air. But praise our God. Just can take a few more calls. One, maybe two or one more calls. Amen. Hallelujah. If you call us, we'll pray with you. If you call us, hallelujah. We'll touch and agree with you. If you call us, we'll help you come out from the shadow things of God and launch out into the deep. Yes, there's power in agreement. There's power in agreement. That's it. I'm so glad you're watching. I'm so glad you said it. There's power in agreement. Any two come in agreement. There's things have to happen when you come into the grid. Callers, you have 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes, callers. Come on. Hallelujah. It will work out for you if you will touch. First of all, you believe it. You got to believe what you touch. Come on. Like the woman that had the issue of blood. She said within herself, she came in agreement with herself. She came in agreement with herself. If I may do what? Touch the hem of his garment. She said that I may be what? Made whole. So there's power in agreement. You got to come in an agreement with what's on the inside of you, his word. So you'll be able to do what? Lunch out. Call her. Come on, call her. Whether it be male or female, come on. Call it. You had 2 minutes. It's down now. You got to call. You got to call. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to come in agreement with what his word says. His word take rule. His word take premonition. His word takes over every situation that's in your life if you allow it. If you allow it. Caller, you got 1 minute. Caller, you got 1 minute. If you're calling in for salvation, come on. Come on. Hallelujah. If you're calling in for healing, come on. He took time out to heal. He took time out to bring somebody to the Father. So that's what I'm doing now. Come on. You got to allow God's word to become what it is. Alive off the pages and alive to you. Oh, my goodness. Again, this is the day. This is the time. This is the second, this is the minute, this is the hour for you to launch out into the prophetic things of God. my brothers, my sisters. Come on through. Come on out. Come on over. Watch God do it. Caller, your time is up. Your time is up for this time. You can call back again Friday when I'm on the station again. Come on. Hallelujah. I take time to open the lines up for a reason. I take time to invite somebody to know Jesus that don't know him for a reason. I take time out to listening to you and agree with you and pray for you because I believe when I pray that things happen. I believe when I pray that things turns around and it will turn around for you. Any two touch and agree, it shall be done. Amen. Amen. Listen again. This week, revival starts at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. 2 minutes. The engineer has told him it's 2 minutes. It starts at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, South Street in Titusville, Florida. I am looking to see you. Come over, come cross, come out, come up. Amen. And join us. Be there with us. Come on. Hallelujah. Beat us there. Beat us there. Don't meet us. Beat us there. And we'll be there. This week again, Pastor Tanya Green. Hallelujah. We'll be there with us. Destiny Church will be there. Right there with us. Looking forward to seeing you. Start tonight. 7 o'clock. Corporate prayer. Get in that prayer. You don't want to miss the prayer. And then we get in there and we get started. Amen. Looking forward to seeing you, you and you. Tell somebody about it. Again, my time is coming gone. Amen for today. But guess what? Tomorrow, Friday, we will be back on the air. Amen. The Lord's will be which is his will. We will be back on the air with you for 1 hour from 9 to 10. Praise God. And my words again, you stay with me, I'll stay with you. Amen. See, I've been here. I've been here. You may have to do something. You may have to go off, but I've been here. So you can always tune back in to us. Thank you for putting it up, Evangelist Harvey. Thank you for putting it up, Prophetess Gathers. And those of you that have commented on the line here on the Cypress audience, thank you for your comments. Amen. I didn't have a chance to read all of them because we're on the air, but I can see. Thank you so much for what you're saying. Amen. And pushing this and pushing this. We're looking forward to seeing you. Amen. Come and be with us again in this revival this week. This week. Starting this week tonight. Amen. Listen, my time is coming gone. I got to get on up out of here because the engineer has given me the cue. We got to move on. We got to move on. But stay tuned to something else that we are working on down the line. And I'll bring you more information about it. Amen. God bless you. Until Friday. Friday, same station, same time. WWBC 1510 on your AM. It's about time for your miracle.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.